Zimbabwean activist and journalist Hopewell Shinono denied bail. Zimbabwe's High Court on Thursday denied bail to Hopewell Shinono, a journalist who was arrested in July for supporting anti-government protests, in a case that has sparked an outcry over muzzling of the press. Hopewell Shinono, a freelance journalist and critic of the government, was charged with inciting violence last month, together with opposition politician Jacob Mungerfume. Security forces deployed last Friday to thwart protests against President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government's record on corruption and a worsening economic crisis. SA said it was concerned by reports of rights violations in its neighbor, and its international relations minister had spoken to Zimbabwean foreign minister about the issue. On Thursday, the office of President Cyril Ramaphosa announced that he had appointed two new special envoys to Zimbabwe, veteran politician Sidney Mufamadi and Baleka Mbete, after recent reports of difficulties that the Republic of Zimbabwe is experiencing. Zimbabwe's government said allegations of human rights abuses were false and there was no crisis in Zimbabwe. Neither has there been any abduction or war on citizens, government spokesperson Nick Mongwana said in a statement. Judge Tawanda Chidipe upheld the ruling of a lower court that denied Shinono bail last month. The judge deferred politician Hume's bail ruling to Friday. Human rights lawyers say authorities have arrested dozens of activists over Friday's protests and abducted and tortured others. The government denies this. Several activists say they are in hiding from police. Award-winning novelist Tsitsi Dangarembe, who is free on bail after being arrested on Friday, said Zimbabweans were under a state chokehold. Critics say Mnangagwa is using the cover of a COVID-19 lockdown to silence critics as anger grows over 737% inflation, which has brought back memories of hyperinflation under former President Robert Mugabe a decade ago, a collapsing health sector and a shortage of public transport. In a speech on Tuesday, Mnangagwa said the economy was under attack from local and foreign enemies. Reuters.